Hello, this is Larry.
Larry, this is Heather returning your phone call. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Awesome, awesome. Let's see here. I think you spoke with Angel the other day about your house over in Shelby you want to sell. Now, is that a house you're living in or is it a rental?
No. It was my ex-husband and I lived in the house. We both remarried and moved out.
Uh-huh.
And it was rented for maybe about a year. But they moved out and we have no need for the house.
Okay. And how long has it been vacant?
Probably since it is vacant since about April or May, I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. So it hadn't been a year, about 9 months.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good. 8 or 9 months, mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So it means, he mentioned that it needs bathroom floor replacement.
Yes.
Not really sure about all the work it needs. He wrote down here, front and back porch, gas heater, and central air. Does that mean it needs it or has it done?
No, it has it.
Oh, it has
it. It has natural gas heat and it has central air.
And what about the porch? What was that? Had it had some work done on the porch or?
The front and the back porches are both enclosed, and the back porch, in fact, is used as a laundry room.
Uh huh.
And the front porch is just, it just has stuff stacked on it right now. It's a screened in porch.
Right.
Or it's not screened, it's got windows. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. Okay, good. And how much did you rent the house for?
$200 a week.
Okay, $200 a week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, and why were you renting it by the week instead of by the month?
It was a family member, and she had to move out from an abusive relationship, and she needed a place to live quick, so I just told her to move in and pay me by the week.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. all right, did you have an idea about how much you wanted to get for the house?
Someone had suggested $20,000.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's look up here and see what other similar houses are selling for. It looks like it has 1,008 square feet. It's a pretty old house, it looks, but
it was
built in 1900.
Yes, there's been some sort of a house there, but it has been added on to.
Right.
You could tell the living room and the kitchen kind of has a higher ceiling than the bedrooms in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is the house
they've added on.
Is the house livable now?
The house would be livable if the, like I said, there's a saggy place in the floor there's a wall between the dining room and the bathroom, and there's a saggy place there in that floor between the two. But other than that, it would be livable, I believe.
Is the saggy place very noticeable?
I have not seen it.
Oh, somebody just told you.
Yes, somebody told me, yes.
Oh, okay. Because we buy a lot of little small houses like that, 1,000 square feet houses. It's a three-bedroom, right?
It's a two-bedroom, one bath, living room, and kitchen.
Yeah, okay. We do buy a lot of those little houses. Most of them are three bedrooms, but the two bedrooms, they're usually going for about $10,000 to $12,000 if they're livable.
Uh-huh.
Is that anything close to what you would be able to do for an all-cash quick sale?
And
I pay all closing
costs.
Yes, I
could probably do that.
Okay. All right, and the house is vacant right now, right?
It is.
Okay, good. when would we be able to meet you out at the house just to walk through and take pictures and get the paperwork started? And
we
could get you your money in about 30 days, probably.
I'm thinking, I work third shift and I work this weekend, so I'm probably Monday would be okay.
Monday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing probably Monday afternoon after you get some sleep.
Yeah, or I could stay up and go to bed later.
Okay. What time would you like to meet us over at the house on Monday?
Would 9 be too early?
9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Would 10 o'clock be too late?
No.
Okay, 10 o'clock. That would just help us out because
okay.
I'm going to have my guy in the office. His name is Angel. Mm-hmm. And he goes mm-hmm. out, takes pictures of all the houses and gets the paperwork
okay.
done. I've got, Heather, a simple one-page offer to
okay.
purchase standard agreement. It basically says I'm buying the property for cash, as
mm-hmm.
is, where he is, and
mm-hmm.
and I'm giving you cash. And, of course, we'll close through an attorney, but
okay.
I pay all the closing costs. There's nothing you pay except for
mm-hmm.
they prorate the taxes for the date of sale, right?
Okay.
So you pay your tax bill up until the day you don't own it anymore, and we pay it
mm-hmm.
after that. So,
okay.
And is the
mm-hmm.
property, just so I know what to put on the paperwork, do
mm-hmm.
you know whose name the property is in?
Mine.
Okay, is it in, do you know exactly how it's titled?
It's probably titled Heather.
Okay, so your ex-husband's not on it anymore?
No, he never was. I bought the house.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here, all right, good. So I've got you down for Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I've got you down for Monday.
Okay.
It does have Donald as well.
Okay, that was my father, but he's deceased.
Oh, your father, but he's deceased?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have something showing that you are the heir or you have he willed it to you or something?
I had a copy of the will somewhere. I'll try to locate it.
Okay. Could you bring a copy of that with you, if you don't mind?
Okay.
All right. I'll just plan on having Angel meet you there at 10 o'clock on Monday morning.
Okay.
And also, he's going to walk through and take pictures and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
just, do you have a pen handy, by the way?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. Well, I just wanted to give you all my information so, you know, we didn't hang up on the phone and like, who is this guy
okay.
to my house to? Right?
Okay.
So my name is Larry
mm-hmm.
Goins, G-O-I-N-S.
Okay.
And I'm with Neighborhood Housing Group.
Okay.
We're in Lake Wylie, South Carolina, but we buy most of our properties in Cleveland County and Gaston County and Lincoln County.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, don't you hesitate to give me a call, and I'm going to write it up for $12,000.
Okay.
That's usually about the most we go on a two-bedroom that needs a little work.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But I'll write it up for $12,000, and
mm-hmm.
We'll move forward and get you your money as soon as we can.
Okay, great.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you very much. I hope
Thank
you have a great
you.
Weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.